Monday was National Lori Day, and I missed it. Have you ever Googled the list of national holidays? There are several for every day of the year. I guess it doesn't take much to certify your very own national holiday, whether it's National Dog Walking Day or Peanut Butter Sandwich Day. I heard a story on NPR once about how you can come up with your very own wacky holiday. That's probably how they came up with National Lori Day. Lori, you know, Lori, the girl's name, Lori. How many Loris can you celebrate in one day, I ask you? Let's see, Lori, Lori, Lori. I can't think of any Lori. I know no Loris anymore. I used to know a Lori. Lori, I can't remember her last name. It started with a R. It's just as well. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Besides Monday being National Lori Day, it was National Keith Day. Keith, I know that I know some Keiths, but none are coming to me right now. There's Brian Keith. He didn't count, though, I don't think. It was his last name. I don't really know him, and he doesn't know me, and besides, he's dead. I can see why now that Lori and Keith have national holidays. There aren't any of them left. Maybe just a handful, so they need all the promotion they can get. Today's Friday, November 11th. Today is Happy Canterbury Anniversary Day. So, Happy Canterbury Anniversary to all New Zealanders. We're delighted to join you in your celebrations. It's also National DTC Friday, Direct to Consumer. I don't have a clue what that is. It just sounds important. It's National Education Day in India, which memorializes the birthday of the country's first Minister for Education in India. I'd tell you his name, but I can't pronounce it. Oh, it's National Origami Day today. Finally a day worth celebrating, right? I can't wait to sit down and find out my Zen by practicing this ancient art, origami. Who am I kidding? I've never done origami in my life. But you know what? It's fun to say the word origami. Origami. Today, Friday, is National Sunday Day. You know, the ice cream Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E, not the day of the week. You would think that National Sunday Day would be on Sunday. It's National Singles Day in China, where singles show their pride in being single in China. But of course, we all know this day as Veterans Day, November 11. That is the most important remembrance for this day. Veterans Day is a day for us to specifically pay our respects to those who have served in the armed forces. For one day, we stand united in respect for you, our veterans. The day started as a day to reflect upon the heroism of those who died in our country's service and was originally called Armistice Day, up until it was changed. It fell on November 11 because that's the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. In 1954, the holiday was changed to Veterans Day in order to account for all veterans in all wars. We celebrate and honor America's veterans for their patriotism, their love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for our common good. My dad was a World War II veteran and was at Normandy on the day after D-Day. He picked up the survivors out of the water and the dead. For that act and for so many more, I pay my respects to him today and to all who served in that war and every war and every conflict to make me and to make us free. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.